Sean Donovan has big shoes to fill if he's confirmed as the next director of the Office of Management and Budget. Members of Congress from both parties say they like the former OMB head, Sylvia Matthews Burwell. Now she's the Health and Human Services Secretary. She's widely recognized for reinvigorating the management side of the House and working more closely with Congress. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us to discuss how Donovan would improve upon Burwell's short-term accomplishments. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so what can Sean D. do to build on what Sylvia MB did at OMB?
And it's all about the M at OMB, right?
I guess that's what they've been saying for decades.
That's what, exactly the common refrain from every OMB nominee that really comes before Congress to say, hey, I'm the next one. And the talk about the management side, I think, is important and usually gets underplayed. But in the end, what seems to happen is most OMB directors end up spending more of their time on the budget side. And over the last 5 years, I think there's probably pretty good reason for that, given all the shutdowns and sequestration and such. But I think for a lot of the people believe, and the, you know, people in our community, the federal community believe, that the M side really was undervalued or neglected to some extent. But former Director Burwell, who's now the HHS Secretary, is credited with getting maybe the M side back on the table, especially with the second-term management agenda. Now, Donovan tells the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee yesterday that he would continue to build on the strong relationships Burwell started with the committee and with Congress more broadly.
When she came in, she was very focused on making sure not just that the M side of OMB wasn't forgotten, but that, in fact, the M side and the B side of OMB worked very closely together. I believe very deeply, as I think you've heard a little bit about today, that I often say to my team, too often we don't know what success looks like in government. And by measuring, setting clear goals, measuring those goals, I believe we not only can achieve success in achieving the ends of government, we can also save money for taxpayers, and that's really, for me, where we have to make sure the M and the B and OMB are connecting.
Now, Donovan says during his 5 years as the Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, he grew actually frustrated over the silos or lack of coordination among agencies. He says he would use OMB's special position in the government to ensure there is better coordination among agencies. The other big management issue that came up from the M side, if you will, was that he would try to further is the need to boost the career staff at OMB.
To be frank, if I'm confirmed, 2.5 years is not a long time. And I do believe that it is absolutely critical to make sure that OMB is adding to the terrific team that's there with the best and the brightest, and to making sure that the institution is strong, particularly among the career staff that is there. And so not just managing across government, but managing OMB itself as an institution is something that she's focused on and I would want to continue.
Now, if he actually lasts those 2.5 years, which seems unlikely based on recent history, he would be the longest serving OMB director during the Obama administration. The last three directors averaged about 15 months in that position before the White House moved them into other positions or they left. Now, the strengthening of OMB is a key factor for the office. Sylvia Burwell, before she left, appeared before the House Appropriations Committee recently to request more money for the agency. OMB is requesting about a $4.2 million increase in its budget for fiscal 2015. Basically, it needs the money because its own staff is down, has been reduced by 11% since 2010, yet their workload has increased dramatically. Let me just give you one example. In the Government Performance Results Modernization Act, so GPRA modernization, that was passed in 2010, there were 40 mentions that included OMB. In the original bill from 1993, there were 18 mentions. So that alone just shows you how much more work OMB has, yet their workforce is 11% smaller just in the last 4 years. So I think Donovan would walk into an OMB that really is in desperate need of some help. And the help is not because the people there are bad or anything. It's just there's not enough people. And I think while that's a common refrain at the White House, I think these numbers show that they need more people.
And Jason, just a question going back to Burwell. How long was she there?
She was there roughly about 13 months. When I went back and looked at the history of the OMB directors during the Obama administration, she was probably on the lighter side. Now, she didn't leave, very similar to what Jack Lew did. He got promoted to a bigger, better agency in some ways. I think people could argue that it's not a bigger or a better agency, Treasury or HHS, because of the role OMB plays. But, there's high profile and then there's very high profile, I guess.
Right. So she was called to move on. So, I mean, to say that Donovan would fill some big shoes, those are shoes that have been left or used to being filled, like, rapidly. And he's been at HUD for a long time. So how will that experience help him if he goes to OMB?
Well, I think 5 years as the secretary of a major, though one of the smallest agencies, is pretty good preparation in many regards to be OMB director. I mean, you got to deal with Congress, you got to deal with other agencies, and I think he's shown that his experience at HUD, where he worked with VA, for instance, to reduce veterans' homelessness, or he led the effort with 18 other agencies on the Hurricane Sandy relief funds, to really show that this cross-agency collaboration is a strength for him in many respects, and that's something he's going to have to bring with him to OMB. Now, Donovan also says his experience at HUD and with the City of New York to focus on metrics also would help drive his management style at OMB.
I created, both in my agency in New York and here at HUD, an Office of Strategic Planning and Management whose specific responsibility it was to create and track those metrics across the most critical programs, and frankly, to do process improvement work as well, because it's one thing to identify the problem, you then got to fix it. And having the capacity to actually have a team that can go in almost like an internal consultant within the agency to do that, I think is absolutely critical. And so I think that's, to be frank, many people, this is not an area that they think is one of the most interesting or most noteworthy around government. I'm not only interested in doing this, I'm actually passionate about it, and I drive my team crazy at HUD in terms of my wanting to understand the numbers.
And in fact, Donovan said he attended every single HUDstat meeting over the last 5 years as a way to demonstrate his personal leadership that data and measuring success is important. If you guys remember HUDstat, something we've talked about quite often, it's their way of saying, okay, what are our goals? How are we going to measure them? How are we going to make sure we're meeting our goals? It's one of the, million and one stat sessions across government, but in many regards, HUDstat has really been the one that people point to as the model for the rest of government.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And did Donovan offer any insight into specific priorities other than learning the numbers and so forth, but any particular management priorities he felt need to be addressed?
Well, the one thing that really came out during the hearing, I think time and again, was the Data Act. I think several committee members really pressed him to really fully commit to implementing the law that President Obama recently signed. In fact, Senator Rob Portman, who's one of the key figures in the Data Act, told him, listen, I have not been happy in the least bit with the way OMB's response in terms of how they'll oversee the Data Act's implementation, so I expect more from you. I mean, and listen to this exchange between Donovan and Senator Tom Coburn about the Data Act.
I know that OMB is currently trying to understand with agencies what system changes, what investments are going to be required. So you have my commitment to come back very quickly if I'm confirmed and work with you to meet those timelines.
You just made a statement that shows what kind of trouble we're in. The agencies don't have that information now to comply with the Data Act. And the very fact that they have to get up to speed to comply tells you that they don't know what they're doing in terms of management because they don't know where they're spending the money. Now, this is a pretty straightforward, where'd you spend your money? It's a pretty straightforward bill. And the very fact across the government, agencies don't know where they're spending their money and don't aggregate those to look at it so that they can comply with the Data Act is the very reason we wanted the Data Act in the first place, is to force that consolidation of data so that they'll actually know what they're doing and where they're spending the money.
Now, remember, this Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee was a key driver of the Data Act, and I think that's why it came up several times during the hearing yesterday. Other areas that the lawmakers looked at was some big management issues, including technology, security clearances, strategic sourcing. I really don't think Donovan presented anything we haven't heard already before from either other people within OMB or from other OMB directors. So I think that was just, it was just more of the same. As it's important, we got to look at it. You can go down the path. One other area I'll highlight that I think Donovan really kind of was going to spend some time on is reducing duplication among federal programs. He said this is something he did a lot at HUD.
One of the primary areas I focused on as soon as I arrived We have 13 different rental assistance programs at HUD. And some of that makes sense. We have a program for seniors, a program for people with disabilities that have, you know, logical differences. But too often those differences are just history and circumstance rather than being logical. So I started an effort called the Rental Assistance Demonstration, which is already about two-thirds of the way consolidating older, frankly obsolete programs into a single program. And we've been working with Senate Budget, Senator Collins-O's really should get some credit for this. We've been able to start to consolidate about one-fifth of all public housing into the Section 8 program. And so I think there is more work that we can do with executive authority. To be frank, Senator, I think too often what is hard is achieving bipartisan consensus about whether it's reducing the number of offices that we have around the country or reducing programs. And so I do think we need to find ways, and I'd love to talk to you further about it, get suggestions on ways that we could drive not just ideas about consolidation, but get to actual bipartisan consensus where we can achieve legislative reforms, both in the budget and otherwise as well.
The committee seems actually very supportive of Donovan's nomination. There's a very little, if any, pushback from lawmakers. Really, only Senator Coburn offered a few words of frustration with how HUD responded to his request in a timely manner. I think that's for part of the game that both sides play. The next step is for the committee to vote on Donovan. If that gets approved, which does look likely, he'll then go before the full Senate for a vote. I would expect this to happen soon, but I'm not sure it's going to happen before the July 4th recess, so we may be looking at, you know, mid-July before he gets confirmed. It's always hard to tell. And just one other quick aside but related note, Brian Deese, the Deputy Director for Budget, is now Acting Director at OMB. He's at least the fourth, if not the fifth, Acting Director in 5 years at OMB. And this just tags back to the fact that people just aren't staying at OMB. This administration is not, in my eyes, putting enough focus on that management from OMB, and this is just another example of the lack of management.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Jason Miller's Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.